This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Amid a political crisis of his own making, President Donald Trump tried to refocus attention on the economy at a rally in Michigan Thursday as he pushed to move past revelations that he had been determined to downplay the danger of the coronavirus last winter. Speaking to an aircraft hangar crowded with people in Michigan, the president said that his opponent, Joe Biden, wants to reverse the U.S. economic gain.
Biden is waging war against the American middle class. I think most of you are not middle class, you're upper class.
Trump faced renewed pushback from officials worried that his rallies are growing in size and are flouting public health guidelines intended to halt the spread of COVID-19. The president has come under fire after recorded interviews he did with veteran journalist Bob Woodward surfaced, in which the president said he knew the virus was airborne and knew it was deadly. In public, Trump downplayed the seriousness of the disease, saying it would just go away. U.S. health officials have begun two new studies to test if blood thinners can help reduce some of the most dangerous effects of COVID-19. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
As doctors learn more about COVID-19 and virus deaths, they're more often finding blood clots in patients who died and signs those clots have damaged the heart, kidneys, lungs, blood vessels, and other organs. So the director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, Dr. Gary Gibbons, says they're testing blood thinners to see if they might help prevent strokes, heart attacks, and other complications. Hospitals have been giving anti-clotting drugs to the most seriously ill patients, still trying to learn which drugs or doses will work the best and at what stage of illness.